Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, you have to know and believe. There you go. You have to know and believe and understand that you are blessed. You are so blessed by God that God is doing so many wonderful things in your life. He's been taking care of you, and despite your circumstances and your situation, your current situation, you got to believe and know that you are blessed. Well, it is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., again bringing you greetings from the nation's capital this week. We are so thankful that you have decided to join us here for another wonderful Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. We are so thankful that God has allowed us to be here at home and be able to be the ambassador that God has called us to be. And I just want to encourage somebody tonight. You got to understand that you are so important, that God has so many things in you, so many wonderful things that he wants to do in you and through you. So without further ado, we understand the power of prayer. We understand that we are nothing without prayer, that if it had not been for the power of prayer, somebody praying for me, then we don't understand, we don't really know where we would be. So without further ado, why don't you come and join with me in a word of prayer. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We are so thankful. We first acknowledge you and we just say thank you. We want to show our appreciation to you. We want to tell you how much we love you and how much we adore you. Lord God, before we even ask of anything, we just want to have and show our gratitude of gratitude. We want to tell you how much we love you and how much we really appreciate you. Then we ask, Lord God, that you will forgive us of our sins. Continue to be a blessing. Provide grace and mercy for us. We thank you for what your Son, our Savior, has done on the cross, that he has taken the guilt of sin away in our lives, and that we are now free. But Lord, allow some of us, or allow us, to not get caught up in what we used to be. Allow us not to get frustrated that we will resort back to those things that are not of you. So, Lord God, we thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise. Lord God, use me to bless your people, that your word will come forth with power, conviction, and anointing. Lord God, I'm no more nothing but a conduit, your ambassador. Lord God, I say and do nothing without you. Lord God, we also ask that you bless all of those who might be dealing with the transition of a loved one. We ask that you will bless our country as we have had another shooting. Lord God, to continue to watch over us and allow people to get a better understanding that it's not the guns, but it's the person holding the gun, pulling the trigger. Lord God, we allow and say, let your will be done. We say thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, we are so thankful that you have decided to join us for another Wednesday night of Blog Talk Radio. We want to also thank the Lord for the Omega Ministry Group for our being able to be a part and partner with them. We thank God for Reconciliation Ministry, the ministry that God has given me, that we will reconcile people back, the ministry and the thought of reconciliation, back to a father, back to a better place, a relationship, and not a religion. So, again, we thank you. We thank them. I ask that you please be so kind that Monday through Friday or Saturday, we have many different preachers and speakers and teachers that will come and be a part of the Blog Talk Radio ministry. We have Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife Tammy Storr that comes on from 8 to 9. And then Minister Leah Killings come on right after them from 9 to 9:30. Then it is yours truly on Wednesday. On Thursday, it's Bishop George Flint. And then on Sunday afternoon, Minister Amos Joseph Collins comes on from 1 to 2. So there's no reason why you can't get the word. So we thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise again. We just say thank you. My brothers and sisters, God laid it on my heart to deal with a specific ministry or a specific word on tonight. I don't know if you have ever dealt with someone or you've ever dealt with people that knew you before you gave your life to the Lord, that they either used to hang out with them or they were or they are family members. And you have to understand that everyone will not be able to deal with who you are today. So tonight's lesson plan is entitled, Who Are You Now? Who are you now? The scripture reference is actually Acts, the 9th chapter, verses 13 through 16. Okay. Again, Acts, the 9th chapter, starting at verse 13 through 16. And the word of the Lord reads, I'll be reading the NIV translation. It says, Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. So that's the main pericope or portion of scripture. But in order to get a better understanding, we need to go back and pick it up, this conversation, or rather, this conversion of this man that's called Paul. Starting at verse 1 of chapter 9, Acts chapter 9, starting at verse 1, it says, Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord?" Saul answered, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Starting in verse 7, the men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he couldn't see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days, he was blind, and he did not eat or drink anything. So, verse 10, it reads, in Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias?" "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, and this is, again, this is God talking to Ananias. "Go to the house of Judah on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying, and with a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I've heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem." Verse 14, "And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles, their kings, and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." So, let's continue to read through 19. Verse 17 said, "Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to have you on the road as you were coming here, he sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scratches fell from Saul's eyes, and verse 18, immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. So I read unto your hearing Acts, the 9th chapter, Acts 1 through 19. So again, our subject matter tonight is, who are you now? Now, again, I've gone to many events where people that used to attend high school with me, they would come up to me and ask me how I was doing and what's going on. And then people would come up and say, Willie, I hear you're a preacher now. And I was like, yes. And they were like, no, that's hard to believe. As much as you used to get into trouble and do stuff. And they start placing all these judgments against me and against my character to figure out, you know, who am I? How did that change come apart or come about? And I always remember that I can't even remember that people will constantly try to remind you or try to judge you or try to have a relationship with you based upon who you are now and not who God wants you to be. See, we have here Paul, or rather Saul at this moment, and let me clear this up. Saul is his Jewish name, and Paul is his Roman name. So it was not unfamiliar for people to have both a Jewish and Roman name, because though they were Jewish, they were still under the rulership of the Roman Empire. So because of that, they would have two names. It's sort of similar. My name is Willie J. Van Jr. And some people call me Willie. Some people call me Jay. Some people call me J. Van. And some other people call me Willie J. Now, I've heard the same person intertwine all those different names just because that's what they wanted to say today. So, when you look at the life of this man, he is persecuting the Christian or those who are followers of Christ. And as the Bible says, those who are of the way. And when it means the way, it's talking about a lifestyle, not the way of in direction, but a lifestyle where people can enjoy and do things. But when we think about the fact that God, or rather Jesus, has this encounter with Paul, or with Saul. Let's just call him Saul for the moment. Now, my first question to you is, when did you have an encounter with Jesus? When is it that you realize that your life can no longer go down a path where it was going because of your relationship, because of the fact that God has a greater purpose and a greater destiny for you than what you've been doing? So because of that, then we need to always be aware that people will try to hold us according to our path. And we have to inform people that that's what that is. It's the past. There's no need for so we get to the place where God is talking to him. He has this experience. And then God tells Paul that he needs to go and show himself. He just can't proclaim it himself, but that he has to go and physically look and see. We have to, my brothers and sisters, realize that because of our past, it really has propelled us and purposed us to live a certain style. So we think about the fact that as we are going through life, excuse me, I had a phone call. As we go through life, there will be experiences that will alter our course, but not just alter our course, but that will redirect and give us new purpose. A new direction. So, my brothers and sisters, let's do this. Let's take a break. As you go get some water or maybe some iced tea or some lemonade, if hot enough, why don't you think about when did you have that moment in your life that Jesus interfered and he changed your whole lifestyle. He changed your whole personality. He changed everything about you, even to the place of what people call you now. They can't call you the booty popper, or they can't call you the, we need to go get the lemonade. Let's do that because I don't want to get too far into our lesson. Okay, I'm having problems with now trying to play a song. Oh, man. I tell you what, let's play this song and then we'll be right back.
We gonna work it out.
I have a dream.
I write through the maze of the madness. Struggle is my address with pain and crack lips. Gunshots coming from sounds of blackness. Given this game with no time to practice. Born on the blacklist. Told I'm below average. A life with no cabbage. That's no money if you from where I'm from. Funny, I just want some of your son. Dark clouds seem to follow me. Alcohol that my pops swallow bottle me. No apology, I walk with a bulge on my shoulder. It's a cold war, I'm a colder soldier. Hold the same fight that made Martin Luther the king. I ain't using it for the right thing. In between lean and the fiends, hustle and the schemes, I put together pieces of a dream. I still have one.
I got a dream.
One day
we gonna work it out, out, out.
One day
we gonna work it out, out, out.
See me looking in the mirror. Images of me getting much clearer. Dear self, I wrote a letter just to better my soul. If I don't express it, then forever I hold inside. I'm from a side where we gotta control. Rap music in the hood play the fatherly role. My story like yours, yo, gotta be told. Trying to make it from a gangster to a godlier role. Red scrolls and stone slaves. The Jewish people in cold cage. Hate has no color or age. Flip the page. Now my rage became freedom. Right dreams in the dark, they far, but I can see them. I believe in heaven more than hell. Blessings more than jail. In the ghetto, letting love prevail. With a story to tell, my eyes see the glory. And well, the world waiting for me to yell. I have a dream.
I got a dream.
One day,
we gonna work it out, out, out.
One day,
we gonna work it out, out, out.
One day.
God is going to work it out. See, that's what happened. God dealt with Ananias. He spoke to him in a dream and said, there is a man in town that needs you to go and lay hands on him, needs you to go and bless him. And Ananias said, I can't do that. You know the guy who you're talking about going to, that you want me to go see? He's the one that's been killing the believers. He's the one that has caused much grief and despair with the believers. And God speaks to Ananias and tells him, this is in verse 15, again, Acts 9, verse 15. And the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Again, we already asked you the question, when did you have this experience? When did you come into this this radical life-altering experience with God? Now we want to ask you, will you obey God and not judge person and not judge someone based upon their past, but based upon their future. See, it's real easy to throw up somebody's past in their face. It's real easy to say, well, this person been to jail, or this person been sleeping around, this person is no good, he a baby daddy, or she's a hoe. It's easy to throw up these labels and throw up our past. But it takes faith in God to address people for who he sees them as, who he is training and developing them to be. See, God told Ananias, now this, I understand all who he is, but he's my instrument. He's the one that's going to bring the Gentiles and the kings, and he'll be the one to be the proclaimer. And then sometimes, not even other people, but even you yourself, there are times that I have to encourage myself and I have to tell myself that I'm not the person who I used to be, that I'm not the person who God just delivered me and then he wants me to be the same. I realize that God is pushing and propelling me to do things. And even in this year, 2019, this is the year that I'm trying new things. I'm trying new foods, different foods. I'm trying a new, different attitude. Because I no longer want to be held back or held bound up by my past. But when people see me or look at me, I don't want them to see my past. I want them to be able to see the future. See, Ananias saw Saul as a Pharisee and a prosecutor. See, but God saw Paul as an apostle and evangelist. And we sometimes ourselves only as we have been with all of our failures and all of our shortcomings. But God sees us as a new creation, not who or where we have been, but who and where we are and going to be in Jesus, and who we are becoming through the power of the Holy Spirit. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, you've heard this many times. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have gone, the new has become. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And that God will reconcile the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, but he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. See, so many times in our lives, we find ourselves either judging someone for who we thought they were or who we know them to be, instead of accepting them for as something that God is creating. I think it's time out, even in these days, that God is pushing us to say, hey, it ain't about that. It ain't about, I know what he or she used to do. I was there. I'm the one who created them. But I need you to honor them. I need you to respect them. And I need you to even bless them. See, Ananias was I guess he probably said, okay, if you want me to go to the town and say hello, I probably could have done that. But you want me to go lay hands on him? You want me to go and bless him? I can't do that. And God is saying, yes, you can. You can do it because it's not you that's doing it, but it's God working through you. You're nothing more than the conduit. You're nothing more than the instrument that God is using. Just as he called Paul an instrument, so it is, all of us are instruments in his hand. We are the ones that God wants us to go out and do great things. But we can't do great things if we keep on throwing up our past. Or I'll never be rich, or I'll never be able to get this or acquire this. Well, how do you know? If you don't trust in God, and not just trust in God, if you ask him and then trust him. Because a lot of times we'll ask for stuff, but then we'll put a qualifier by the blood of Jesus, or if God permits it, which it sounds great, really cliche, you know, it's, but if we already are walking in our destiny, walking in our purpose, see, that's what a lot of people don't realize. Paul was on his way to go do something. And God didn't just tell him, or deliver him to go back home. God delivered Paul so that he and so many others will have a relationship with God because of his teaching. So I challenge you, what are you doing today? What are you speaking life to somebody's life? Are you encouraging them? Are you telling them, I know what you used to be, but this is who God wants you to be. So, just want to be able to challenge you tonight. We are in the middle, or actually halfway, more than halfway through this year. And you need to realize that time is not waiting for anybody. And once you're able to realize who God has called you to be, your destiny, who God wants you to be so that you can be happy, so tonight, what do you say? What is your opinion? What is it that you've done or said to somebody? Or maybe have you ever thought about the fact that you might need to go back and apologize to somebody? Because you didn't speak life into their life, that you judged them based upon who you remember them to be, instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to try something different. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. I'm going to do this. I'm going to meet this person. I'm going to meet that person. My brothers and my sisters, it is time for us to be able to push each other like never before. Again, we are so grateful and so thankful that God has allowed us this time to spend with you to be able to understand that we are nowhere what we used to be, and we're striving to be so much more. So, let's pray. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for tonight's lesson. We pray that something that was said tonight will be a blessing. Allow us all to realize that we first have to be obedient to your will. We have to know your voice. Allow us, God, to know your voice so that when you speak to us, it's clear, it's concise. So, Lord God, allow your listeners, these listeners, because I'm included, allow us to not get caught up in our past, but to look towards our future. And though it might be scary sometimes, I would rather be obedient. I would rather do everything you ask me to do. And if I have to go and lay hands on somebody that I might not like, or I don't care for, Lord God, give me the anointing and the power to go and do that. So, Lord God, thank you. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we say amen. My brothers and my sisters, as always, we set a little time where if you want to make a comment, you can make a comment. You can press 1 on your phone, and we'll be able to unmic or unmute your mic. Again, you got to realize that your past is just that, your past. And though it might be somewhat of a foundation of who you are in character or who you are as a person, you can always change. You can always do more. You can always be there more. So it's important for us to go and be obedient to God's will. And remember of who we are today, who we are now, and who we are trying to become. Let me be honest and transparent. You all know that I have a great desire to be married. And what I realized through the prayer time with the brothers is that if I want to be a great husband, I have to start practicing now. Now, that doesn't mean that I do everything, but what it does mean is that whatever God wants me to be, whoever he wants me to be, I got to be obedient to that. And I can't let my past hinder me. And nor can you. As always, on Monday night, we have Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr, his wife, his queen, Tammy Storr, out of the Madonna area, the Madonna, Georgia area. Then, right at from 9 o'clock to 9:30, we have Minister Leah Keeling And then Lisa Killings, I apologize. And then on Wednesday nights is yours truly. And we are looking for others to join us. On Thursday nights, we have Bishop George Flint from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then on Saturdays, Amos Joseph Collins, mighty man of God out of the Ohio area. I don't know how he's staying that cold and heat, but God bless him. But all during the week, you can dial into this number and you can listen for the upcoming shows. And let me just say, if you would like to participate, if you feel God is calling you, please shoot me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. That's JYV91. And we can try to see what we can do. We are so grateful for, again, not our past, but our present and what our future holds. And there are some people who just holding on to their past like it's a blanket, a security blanket. But we have to realize that God is calling all of us to be better and to do great work. I pray this morning for the brothers to be game changers. And I believe that's what God is calling us all to do. That when we come into the atmosphere, the entire atmosphere changes because of our presence. So, if there isn't one that would like to make a comment, what we're going to do, we're going to play this song. Again, we pray that something that was said tonight, that you will contact me at jvan91@yahoo.com. Or we are so, again, appreciate you coming and joining us. So we're going to play this song. We pray that you have a blessed week. Go out there and be great. Don't judge people by their past or what you know of. Give them a fresh start. I mean, God did give you a fresh start when he redeemed you, when he allowed you to do more. God wants to be all that in your life, and he wants you to give it all away. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. Have a blessed week.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell him. Here I am. Here I am.
Give myself away.